Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on Life Highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I believe God is truly the light illuminating our path, guiding each and every step and directing us along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dream. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U. On our last installment of Motivational Mondays, we had an all-star panel of guests who were sharing with us for the broadcast, the extraordinary women of STEM, the movement. It was real, raw, and relatable. If you missed it again, the archives are available. On today's broadcast of Motivational Mondays, we are examining freedom and the pursuit of independence. As America celebrates American independence on this fabulous 4th of July, I say fabulous because here in Southern California, the weather was absolutely beautiful, and I am, Coach Adams is, a California native, and when I tell you I so appreciate the beauty and splendor of the weather that we have here in California, more often than not on a very regular basis. And today, this 4th of July, was not an exception. So I trust that wherever you are around the globe, around the world, that you've enjoyed your day and whatever your endeavors were. And I thank you so much for those of you who have tuned in today, who have taken out this brief moment in your day to receive some motivation and some inspiration, to be empowered, to get that weekly infusion, as Coach Adams would say. And so please allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share for about 40 minutes into our broadcast around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up as we do from week to week for audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions, comments, statements. And this, of course, lends to an interactive environment which we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in, and we truly do appreciate and love when we have the interactivity. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to the show, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a gram, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, put your phone on speaker, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious thanks for your loyal and faithful support with expanding our outreach of Motivational Monday. Without further ado, let's get into and let's talk this subject of freedom and the pursuit of independence. You may be sitting there thinking, okay, Coach Adams, how does this relate to working my vision, achieving my goals, and ultimately living my dream? And as you know, Coach Adams is an empowerment coach, a life coach, and my assignment is always to empower and equip you on your journey of purpose. And it always comes back to and reconnects with the passion for living a life that is focused on and driven by purpose. And as we, in honor of what today represents, I was really processing around today's subject, and I thought, wow, this pursuit of independence and what freedom really equates to and means is one that most of us want to be free. Most of us, and I want to say all, but I'm leaving that small variance because maybe there are a few that don't desire this. But I would venture to say, and I know this to be true, for those that I've been fortunate to serve and support as a part of my coaching practice, around the globe in training and speaking and what have you, that most of us want to be free. In addition to that desire to be free, we want the opportunity to make our own decisions. We want to be able to govern ourselves and breathe this sweet air that liberty brings. And so when I started processing around today's subject and understanding that most of us want to be free, we want to have the freedom and independence of time. The biggest complaint that I get in my coaching practice from those that I'm supporting is that they don't have enough time. And the challenge for many is they are in this quest to pursue their purpose and to birth their vision, but they are still locked into a full-time job, and they're struggling because they don't have this independence of time. For 8 hours, 9 hours, whatever it is, they don't have the liberty of making their own decisions. They desire to, and many will say, I'm just going to quit. And I often share with them that you don't want to quit before your time. So when I come from this point of view of understanding, as we're talking about freedom today and pursuit of independence, many desire this. And I would say most desire this. I know for me, Coach Adams, when I was in a corporate setting, my biggest frustration, especially in my season in property management, which was my season after real estate, the positions that I held, there was such great demands on me that the biggest complaint I had was, I don't have the time. I remember having the desire and wanting to travel and having, you know, some of the resources available to do so. But the challenge was I didn't have the freedom and the independence of my time. And so whatever the struggle is, I would venture to say that there is a struggle and that most of us want to be free from there is something that is preventing you from having your independence. There is something that is preventing you from being able to make your own decisions to some degree. Please don't take what Coach Adams is saying and the parallels that I'm making to an extreme, because, of course, we're free will agents. Yes, you think for yourself and you have the opportunity to be free. But in some way, I would say that most of us struggle with this fight for freedom and independence. In some cases, and I found this in my coaching practice, that many are in bondage, and this bondage is not on the outside of them. This bondage is on the inside of them. You may be saying, well, Coach Adams, okay, you're getting a little too deep. What exactly are you saying? Make it plain. What am I saying? That many of us lack the freedom in our mind. The freedom in our mind that we can do all things. Everything starts in our mind. Everything starts from the invisible to the physical, which means it starts internally before it actually manifests externally. And many of us are bound in our minds, and this is where we need to gain freedom. So maybe yours is not in a corporate setting, as I affectionately say, on the plantation, when you have a 9-to-5 or 9-to-6 or whatever it is. And I say that lovingly and jokingly, not minimizing what the plantation means. So please don't misunderstand me. Using that as an illustration that your time is not your own. And so that may not be your struggle. You may have a level of independence, but yet in your mind you have limits. And so where you need to break free is in your mind. And we're going to deal with these different layers as we are taking a different kaleidoscope point of view in our Shape Up series. As you know, it is time to shape up so that we can win. We can work it now. We can work our vision. We can achieve our goals. And ultimately, we can live our dream. And so as we look at this term, freedom, I want us to understand that first on this journey, this quest for freedom, I must be focused. I must have a central focal point for my vision. I must know and be clear about my target. And for many, you're struggling because you feel like I have this vision that is so huge. And you may say, Coach Adams, but you don't understand. It's so much greater than me. If you were to say it wasn't so much greater than you, I would truly be surprised. So I'm not surprised that it is so much greater than you. And so for you, my friend, your battle is in the mind because you're struggling with wrapping your brain around how can I actually do this? And so your focus, your central focal point needs to be with this renewal of your mind. You need to be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that as it relates to your vision and your target, no longer is it, but it becomes possible. How do I renew my mind? You may be saying, how can I shift the focus? You know, one of the greatest life lessons I have learned is, and the Word of God speaks to this, and for many, you know that are regular listeners of Motivational Mondays, that my roadmap on my journey is the Word of God. I'm not pushing my beliefs on you, but I'm sharing with you what is my center, my core value. And so with that said, I will often make the connection, weaving in what my roadmap is, my core values with coaching skills. And so I say that because the Word of God speaks to whatever you lend your members to. Simply put, what's being spoken there is whatever you focus on. My mentors teach whatever you give your attention to, that spirit will come and live in you. And so whatever you give your focus to, and so we're talking about this journey of freedom starts with understanding where is my focus? What is that central focal point? Am I focused on my vision and that's my target? Or am I giving too much of my focus, too much of my energy to the impossible, what I can't do, and therefore I need this renewal of my mind? Or am I focusing on that all things are possible? I can do all things. And those all things for me is through Jesus Christ. It's not in your own power and might. And for those that don't know, Coach Adams is a licensed and ordained minister. So the Word of God is a part of the very fabric and core of who I am. And as we are looking at this journey of freedom, we understand that my focus, my central focal point is key. And so I want to challenge you to really be clear on what is your central focal point. Again, as I stated, is your central focal point on the vision is too great, so therefore your mind is fixed on it's impossible? Or are you fixed on, wow, this vision is awesome, I can do this, it's doable, I'm going to keep moving towards it, whatever the focus is. Whatever you're giving your attention to, it's going to manifest out of you. And I know some of you may be saying, well, Coach Adams, my struggle is pain. I have these ailments and I'm dealing with pain in my body. You don't get it. I understand the battle. Maybe not your battle, but I've had my own struggles, and I know that if we focus the energy solely on the pain that I'm in, that's what we're giving life to. I would challenge one who may be struggling physically, and please understand, Coach Adams is not making light of your struggle. I've had my own struggle. As I've had respiratory attacks. I've had attacks in my back and body. I've had different things, and some would never even know because I did not give my attention to that. It doesn't mean that I'm greater than anybody else. I made the decision. I knew in my mind that if I focus on that, it will get the best of me. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, you don't get it. I don't have the money for this vision. It's too great. And I want you to know that if you focus in on that, that is what you're giving life to. Shift your focus from the impossible to the possible. Shift your focus from the pain and suffering of life to the promises that are greater than you. If your core is God's word, then let it be God's word. Shift from hopelessness, your focus, to hope that there's a greater tomorrow. As I stated, shift from impossible to possible. I can do all things. So this journey of the pursuit of freedom starts with, and this independence starts with our focus. What is your central focal point? As we continue to examine freedom, we find that the next stage is relentlessness. I must have such relentless dedication that is unyielding. When one talks about relentless, they're saying that they are unyielding. And to make that even more simplified, I think about that. This is a mindset, because everything starts and stops with a healthy mindset. I call it a healthy emotional bank account, or a bank account that is deficient. And so when we are relentless, as it relates to our vision and our goals and living out our dreams, we are unyielding. And this relentlessness is truly a mindset. It's a mindset of not quitting. It's a mindset that says quitting is not an option. It doesn't mean that one will not fall down. It means that they fall down and they get back up. They don't fall down and stay down and throw in the towel and quit. They figure out how they can muster up this energy to drag themselves up and get back in the race. I remember a number of years ago, and oh my gosh, I can't remember what race this was, and I'll locate it and I will post it specifically for us on the Motivational Mondays Facebook forum. But there was this women's race, and this young lady came out of the race with power. She was tender. You know, she was the force that was the reckoning force that you knew, ooh, we got to watch her. And suddenly, in the midst of the race, and she had quite a lead, she fell down. And the commentators began to say, the race is over for her. Oh, how unfortunate that is. You know, she had such a lead. But what I thought was so amazing, and again, I will pull this video and I will post it on the Motivational Monday Facebook forum so you can really get a sense of what I'm sharing from this visual. There was such a relentlessness that I saw in her. You could tell that quitting was not an option for her. Yes, she fell down, and one would think that now she's out of the race. There's no way she can recover from that. Do you know she got back up? And not only did she get back up, but there was such a fire in her that she ended up winning this race. Real story. I will post this video for you on the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's a group, and if you're not a part of that, you're welcome to request to join. This is a way in which we stay connected here on Motivational Mondays beyond the actual hour of empowerment. You can give your show ideas. You can make comments if you're not open and welcome, you know, and feel comfortable with making your comments live while we're on the air. You may have a question, whatever the case may be, but this forum has been designed for us to interact and to continue the dialogue, the conversation, and the momentum. But when I tell you the relentlessness that this individual showed was amazing, because this relentless dedication, as we're talking about the pursuit of independence and freedom, as it relates to my vision, my goals, and living out my dreams, we've determined here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams on this Independence Day, this 4th of July, that freedom, I must be focused. Freedom, I must be relentless. I must also be efficient. And when we're saying be efficient, we're simply saying that I must, this efficiency is performing in the best possible manner. And in order for me to perform and be efficient at the best possible manner, I must grow in the success habit of being a good life manager. I must grow in managing my time efficiently. I must grow in my planning. So if these areas are areas that you are lacking in, I must grow in my discipline. These are areas that we have to grow to be more efficient in my time management, in my planning as a part of my time management, writing my vision, writing my goals. You know, Habakkuk 2, the Word of God says, write the vision and make it plain, so that he or she who sees it can run with it. And being more disciplined is all of these things lend to me being more efficient on my journey that supports me in this freedom. Because when I learn to effectively manage my time, no longer is time managing me, but I am effectively managing it. I took a pause point there for a moment so that you could really process. Many of us, time is managing us. We are not managing it. And we see that far too often because many of us, we're constantly exhausted. We are just beyond, because we have so much on our plate, we are not focused. We don't know what our central focal point is. We're all over the place. We are constantly fighting fires because we haven't been efficient with managing our time. And I do want to ask a question of our global listening audience, because I'm looking at offering a webinar specifically on the subject of time management. And I'm putting that out there to you, our global listening audience. If it's something that you feel you would really be able to benefit from, because we're going to get into some great aspects of time management and really dig deep into this subject on various levels, I want to hear from you. Let me know. You can write on the Facebook form, the Motivational Mondays group form. You can send an email to admin@coachadams.com if you're interested in this. But we're talking about this as it relates to this desire to pursue independence and freedom. We're looking at freedom. And we're saying that with freedom, I must be focused, I must be relentless, I must be efficient. And we're talking about this efficiency shows up in several areas. It shows up in my planning, my vision. And what that means is I'm performing in the best possible manner in this moment. And that is excellent. It's not saying that we're perfect, but rather I am performing in the best possible manner in this moment. If we bring that, then we're operating in excellence and we're being efficient. It doesn't say that we will not continue to grow, because truly you have this opportunity to continue to grow and improve and get better. But many of us are not operating at an efficient level. We're not performing in the best possible manner because we are not efficient in managing our lives as life managers. We're not efficient in planning out our vision. We're not efficient with our time management. We're not efficient in discipline. And these are just key areas that I deal with often in my coaching practice, and I wanted to share them with you. As we're looking at freedom today and the pursuit of independence here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, as we discuss, we learn that we must be focused. I must know what my central focal point is. My vision is key in this. But before I can even zone in on my vision, I must know what is mindset. Do I have a healthy mindset that supports my focus on my vision? Or do I need to work on my mindset first before I can focus on the vision and the goals and the dream? Only you really know that. So you make that assessment and then you determine, where do I need to give my focus? Maybe I need to give my focus to allowing there to be a greater deposit in my emotional bank account so that I now believe I can do this vision that is so great. Maybe I need to walk in greater temple care, caring for my temple, whatever that looks like. What is the focus? Making sure that your central focal point in any particular season is clear. And that's what I want you to get. That this journey of freedom is a journey that is one that requires relentless dedication, that you are unyielding, unwavering. This is a mindset that quitting is not an option. I may fall down, but I get back up. I'm in the race. And just because I've fallen down does not necessarily mean that I'm out of the race. You know, no one tells a story, in my opinion, like my bishop, Bishop Timothy Ulmer. And I remember him many years ago telling this story, and it was such a great story that it stood out to me, and it was so clear. And I remember it today like he told it to me yesterday. And in short, he gave this story that his flight was delayed. He had to be on the other side. He was getting off the plane going to a speaking engagement. And so the fact that this flight was delayed was huge because of the commitment on the other side. In short, the flight is delayed. He gets on the plane. They now take off. And in the air, something interesting happens. The pilot makes an announcement. Pilot states that although we have been delayed 2 hours behind, an hour behind, whatever it was a significant delay, we're still going to arrive at our destination on time. And he said, we're going to arrive at our destination on time because of the tailwinds that are now accelerating our speed. So in essence, what looked like we were going to be behind schedule, we're going to actually be a few minutes before schedule despite the delay. And see, many of us need to know that when we fall down, that doesn't mean we're out of the race. It may be a delay, but that delay may be a setup for a blessing. That delay may be a setup to get you right in alignment with where you need to be at that appointed time. But your mindset can't be, I throw in the towel, forget it, woe is me, and you quit. No, your mindset has to be one that quitting is not an option, and you have this relentless dedication in the area of your vision, your goals, and your dreams, and being efficient with that. As we've stated, performing in the best possible manner, not perfect. I am one that many years ago, I let the spirit of perfection really mess me up, and I had to grow to this place of excellence. Because perfection, what many people do not realize, because they're in the midst of it, perfection can paralyze you. And I remember when I was in real estate, it was the real estate refinancing boom, and the perfectionist in me, she couldn't send out her mailer until it was absolutely perfect. Others were sending out mailers, you know, just getting them out. They were getting response. They may have had misspelled words, unintentional. They had typos, what have you, but they were just trying to get it out. I'm so busy in this perfectionism spirit, I lost time. And I lost time getting my information out there, and now the marketplace was saturated with others, and when mine came, it may have been perfect, but now it was too late. I was not efficient. And what am I saying? I didn't perform in the best possible manner in that moment. I was so busy fighting to be perfect versus giving excellence. If we come from a place of excellence, we recognize that I do my very best in the moment. It may change. I may make a little tweak here and there, but I don't hold whatever the information is back until I put it out there to the best of my ability at that time. And then I continue to move forward, and continuously I'm growing to be more and more efficient. As it relates to freedom, there has to be this energetic energy. We must be energetic as it relates to our vision and our goals and our dreams and this pursuit of freedom. I must have and be passionate, this strong, compelling emotion that drives me, passionate about my vision, passionate about my goals, passionate about my dreams. I must have that fire on the inside. Do you know that my name, Shania, means flame? The Peruvian root of my name and the way that it's spelled, Shania, means flame. And, you know, I love that because our name is our identity, and it was important for me to know, what does my name mean? I know my mom had a friend many years ago, prior to, of course, me being born, that she was working with, who, if I'm recalling the story correctly, was a Shawnee Indian. And her name was Shania something or other, and when my mom had me, my mom thought her name was so pretty, and when my mom had me, she could only remember the Shania and said, okay, that's going to be her name, Shania. And if I'm recalling the story correctly, when she was in the hospital, she was spelling it closer to its origin, the Shawnee Indians phonetically, but my aunt, who is also my godmother, gave a gift to me while she was in the hospital and spelled it the way that it's now spelled. She liked the way that looked even more, and that's how the spelling connected with the name. Again, if I'm recalling the story correctly. And so when I did a name search of what my name means, it has the way that it's spelled, it has a Peruvian root, and it means flame. And so we, and I fight to live up to the energy of my name, Flame. And so we must have, why did I share that story with you? I'm making the connection with, we must be energetic as it relates to this quest, this journey for freedom, this journey pursue independence as it relates to our vision and our goals and our dreams. We must have this great passion, which is a strong, compelling emotion. I must have such a great fire, this flame burning on the inside of me, this enthusiasm, this energy, this drive for my vision, this drive for my goal, this drive to live out my dream. Many of us, unfortunately, are not living out our dreams because we don't have enough energy around it. We are not energetic. People see us and we start to speak about our vision and there's no passion. There's no fire. There's no drive. I tell you, I'm around some fired up people, and when they start speaking about their vision and their dreams, that energy is contagious. It becomes electrifying. It draws other people in. And as it relates to this connection with freedom and the pursuit of independence and living out my vision and my dreams and my goals, you have to be energetic. You must have a declaration. This declaration of independence. What does this declaration of independence mean? Well, this declaration of independence is what you declare, and not only what you declare, but this formalized statement of words. See, this declaration connects back with having that healthy mindset that we spoke about earlier in my focus. This declaration supports with my focus. How does it support with my focus? Because it is a formalized statement. And so this is a statement around my vision, my goals, my dream. See, if you begin to speak that I can do all things, that my dream is possible, that I will see the manifestation of that, something happens on the inside of you. You know, it's very interesting. Rarely does Coach Adams dream. Of course, I know we dream on a regular basis because of REM state and so on and so forth, but rarely do I recall a dream. And so last night I had this dream and I woke up excited and I said, wow, the declaration and the passion and the fire on the inside must be so strong because I had this very vivid dream and I'm like asking God to show me where is the setting. I saw myself actually ministering on the subject of member care. I was going to say constituents, but member care. And it was at a church, huge church. It was definitely a mega church. And I'm like, what was that setting? And it was so interesting because what I saw was, is I saw that the audience, which initially wasn't great in numbers, but every time I spoke a word, more people began to come in. And before I knew it, the auditorium, which you could tell it seated thousands, it was full. And the audience was captivated around what I was teaching. And it was just an amazing thing. And I said, wow, what's on the inside of me for the vision that God has given and his purpose? It must be strong because even in my subconscious, I'm dreaming about speaking before a group of Okay, Coach Adams cracks herself up. Okay, even if you don't get the humor, I enjoyed that. That was a part of my subconscious thought process. So this declaration, I want to, because I'm aware of the time, I want to honor my commitment, and I do have a few other points that I am committed to giving you, but I do want to take a pause, and I want to give you an opportunity, if there is anyone in our global audience who wants to chime on in on this subject of the pursuit of independence and freedom and what we've talked about so far. This is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're on an electronic device on your laptop, your desktop, your iPad, your tablet, you would need to dial in, and the call-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. 1-800-273-9374. The same is true for you. Once you dial in, you press 1. To add yourself to the host queue, press 1. To add yourself to the host queue, that will let us know that you have a question or a comment around today's subject. Meanwhile, we're going to continue in this discussion around freedom. And I do understand that oftentimes, and I always say when you open the lines up, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get because so often many find it intimidating to speak live. Oh, my gosh, I'm on the air. And that's intimidating for you. I get it. And you just want to continue to soak in the richness. So if you want to interact at any stage, know that the lines are open at least for the next 10 minutes of our broadcast. Meanwhile, I want to continue forward in sharing with you the bullet points that I'm giving you around the pursuit of independence in honor of America's independence and this 4th of July holiday. So freedom, F, focus, R, relentless, E, efficient, E, energetic, D, declaration, and that's where we left off. We left off at declaration. The declaration, we just to reconnect there, we said that this is declaring it. This is to speak it out. And it's not just a speaking out, but it is a formal statement around your goals, around your vision, around your desire of your dream. Now, this next one, many of you may find it to be a bit controversial. You may be saying, I don't know about that one. The next is obedience. And obedient to your source is the fullness of what was revealed to me as it relates to the points that I needed to share with you, obedient to your source. This obedience is the ability to obey and to be dutiful with the vision, meaning that you are able to take what is downloaded into your spirit, your heart, your mind, and you are obedient to those details. You know, so often, and we've seen this in different sectors, you know, and my mentors are such an inspiration for me, Alan Hattie Hollingsworth. They own the private Christian resort known as Al Hattie's in the mountains of Idlewild, which was the former site of the California location for Bonanza, a show that goes way back. And why do I share this with you? Because when God gave them the vision for Al Hattie, God spoke that this property would be dedicated to the body of Christ. And that dedication to the body of Christ meant that people that stayed there would line up with the word. So what that means is if you are just dating and you're not married, you can't be in a room together. You have to line up with the word because fornication, they're not setting a space for that, for example. And so, you know, that can turn a lot of people off. They're like, and you can't, you know, no smoking, so on and so forth, protecting that environment because it's dedicated to the body of Christ. Unlike when you go to a hotel, that hotel, you don't know what happens in that space prior to your arrival or what went on in that room. So there's a lot of different spirits, and so they are protecting this land that has been dedicated specifically to the body of Christ. Now, what that means is that, you know, the mortgage, had they had one, and by God's grace, they have been fortunate to own this property free and clear, 121 acres. God bless their mainstream business for them to be able to do that. And so with that said, why am I sharing this story with you is because they did not have to compromise the vision because of a mortgage that was due, and they didn't have the pressure of having to take people, for example, that weren't married, to fill the space. Now, obviously, they want the rooms to be filled, but there wasn't this pressure. They were able to, and I'm reconnecting this with this point that we're talking about, they were able to, and they maintain, they're able to stay obedient to the vision. And this obedience to the vision is in accordance with your source. Will you be dutiful? Will you obey the vision? Will you do what you are directed to do, even if it sounds absolutely crazy and off base? Will you still do your assignment? Will you do it? Because, see, if someone has, for example, on the flip side, if someone has a mortgage, this, you know, great mortgage, and they're not making money, they would compromise the vision. And so with whatever you're doing, your vision, your goals, your dream, you want to make sure that you're being obedient to your source. Who set you on the pathway of this journey? Who put you into motion? And speaking of motion, our next step that we're talking about is to be mobile. This being mobile is the willingness to move, the capacity of moving, the capacity of taking action in the direction of your vision, in the direction of your goals, in the direction of your dream, maintaining and keeping the momentum, staying mobile. Will you continue to move? Even when there's a hurdle, even when there's an obstacle, will you continue to move? Take one step. Trust him to advance you too. Even if it's a baby step, take a step. Many get stuck and they're not moving. And let me ask you a question. Can you move? Not a trick question, but can you move a parked car? Absolutely not. But when that car is in motion, even if it takes a wrong turn, it can be re-navigated as long as it stays in motion. And many of us, figuratively speaking, we are digging in our heels. We're digging in our heels. We're not taking any steps in the direction of our vision, in the direction of our goals, in the direction of living out our dreams. And we're struggling because we desire to be free, but yet we're not, but we have to own it. That if you are not doing something daily, even if it's one thing daily, in the direction of your dream, you will not see that gap close. And I know you're thinking, Coach Adams, but you don't understand my schedule. You don't know all of what I'm juggling. You don't get all of what I have on my plate. You're right. I may not understand all of what you have on your plate, but I know that everyone wears many hats, self included. And you have to make a decision. Will I continue to do something? Because that's clear. When you know the focus, that central focal point, the gap is clear. Now I have to have this relentless dedication. I have to be efficient. I have to be energetic. I have to know and be clear on my declaration. I have to be obedient to the source of my vision, my goals, my dreams, and I have to continue to mobilize. This is how we will be victorious in this pursuit of independence, which truly requires us to be disciplined. And when we get on the other side, we are free. We've regained freedom of our time. We're in a more fulfilled place because we're living out our dreams. We're seeing the crystallization of the success and faithfulness of working our vision. We are achieving our goals. And it is a wonderful and it is a beautiful thing. As we wind down today's installment of Motivational Mondays, I want to share a few things with you because this July is an exciting month. And why is it an exciting month? You may be asking. Coach Adams is going to share that with you in just a moment. So as we wrap up and we begin to bring to a close today's installment of Motivational Mondays, as we've had what I perceive to be a truly rich, empowering, enlightening, and inspiring dialogue around this pursuit of independence and this term of freedom. And we came up with some key elements of what does freedom mean as it relates to pursuing our dreams, working our vision, and achieving our goals. Want you to be reminded that we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. You're welcome to join if you're not already a part of the group. We want to hear your comments and statements and questions. Maybe you have a show topic that you feel would be phenomenal or a guest that you feel would give and bring great empowerment. All of that can be communicated and conveyed through the Motivational Mondays Facebook group forum. If you are not already a part of Coach Adams' network, you can add yourself and join my network by visiting coachadams.com, coachadams.com. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams, and to know that I want to stay connected with you. I want the opportunity to continue to enjoy this journey with you. If you are not already, again, a part of my network, visit coachadams.com. I want you to be aware that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. Twice a year, in January and in July, I host a live empowerment win shop. I'm so excited about the Empowerment Win Shop. It's 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. You can shape up and win. 4 hours of power is a time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. Receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally, professionally. I want you to know, as a valued listener of Motivational Mondays, and this is a Motivational Mondays exclusive, you qualify for 2-for-1. It's not being publicized. This is a Motivational Mondays exclusive, and you would have to mention Motivational Mondays to take advantage of it. Now is the time to purchase your ticket. There's a nominal fee of $38, and really that is an investment. Advance tickets are $38. The January event was a full house. You don't want to miss July, so plan now. This 2-for-1 offer is good through July the 10th, July the 10th, July the 10th. You would register yourself online at ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, or by calling 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. In addition, sponsorship opportunities are available. on next week's broadcast. I'm really excited. We have an amazing and dynamic guest, Tracy Weathers with Senses, will be re-engaging and reconnecting with us. You don't want to miss it. We're going to have an amazing, rich discussion on the subject of the power of a wealth plan. So you want to definitely tune in and tell a friend. I want you to know that I appreciate you, our valued listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams. I coach, you win, one who inspires. Again, thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays. This concludes today's broadcast.